When Paul McCartney's wife, Linda, died of cancer, it was suggested to him that he approve the production of a CD called A Garland for Linda, for which 9 composers would be asked to contribute songs. This would launch the Garland appeal to raise money for cancer research and British music. We're going to hear Judith Bingham's contribution to the album, a choral work called Water Lilies. The summer before she wrote it, she was staying in Bavaria and swam in a mountain lake on a warm August day. She found herself swimming through a raft of water lilies. When she got home to England and was enduring the worst of winters, she was struck by the thought that the lake must now be frozen, with the water lily buds suspended in ice. She saw in this image a parallel with those who are ill, for just as summer will come again and the lilies will return, so hope is possible in our darkest moments. She wrote the poem and the music we'll hear in 2 weeks in March 1999. I'll read you the final section of the poetry. Hard to believe this was the lake where we swam last summer. Sometimes I dream of that night, swimming blindly through silky warm water, through liquid moonlight, into a pool of water lilies swaying near the shore. Sometimes I dream of that night. We are swimming through heart-shaped leaves, thick twining roots, clutching, tugging, pulling deeper into the murkier depths. Hard to believe, wrapped in a gown of pale green mist, the lake lies frozen. Green lily pads stare from her icy face. And deeper still, dreamless fish sightlessly wait by seed pods, dreaming of summer's past and flowers to come. For summer will come again, and moon-colored lilies, not yet born, will open their petals to the night, throw their scent into the air, and turn their faces to the stars.